We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Dummies! Hi. Good morning. Ugh. Happy Monday. Happy July 27, 2020, dude.
Dude.
Oh, is it today? I think it's Oil Day, right?
No, that was the 10. Remember? Because you flip 7-10,
right.
And it looks like it's oil.
No, man.
But 7-20 is like.
What are you doing?
An element.
We'll actually have a little bit of the green coming in later today as Steve from Real Life Botanicals passed by. We've enjoyed his cultivations quite thoroughly, Coco.
He was a bro on Saturday.
Did you try any of that stuff?
No, not yet. There's just so much.
I have two things. I want your review on that big giant. Did he give you one of the big hash hole things? Yeah, so we'll get into all of that.
Yeah.
Okay. He's like, do you want one? And I go, I would never get through it.
I might try it tonight.
And B, I would still be asleep at this point if I did that. So
that might be a good evening ender.
It's going to be a nice night. Nice night overnight last night in the
50s. Oh, man. Ooh. Had them windows open.
You know how that is. I know your weekend was spent with World Cup and cotton candy making. Is a busy side hustle weekend for you. But now you're done with cotton candy, like,
for
a little bit?
Unless anybody needs my services.
Hit them up.
We can do you whatever you need.
Outsource brands. Cody can get you cotton candy and get you...
I think it was a...
Dirty sodas.
Successful week, I would say.
Yeah, you did two events in 1 week is crazy.
All right.
It's got your you can run a popcorn machine for you.
Also, look at, I mean, the reputable people I worked with Tuesday, and then I'm working with a bank.
I know, like, I'm not going to blow up his client spots. I mean, you'll know if you got cotton candy from them who made it, but he did. He worked with a very important legal department, and then, you know, a bank. Like, grown-up business, like, grown-up stuff.
Look at me doing this with my arms crossed.
He's got his arms crossed. You had,
so that's
you
cool.
had co-worker Mama Mac at one of them.
Yep.
Deb came along.
Yep.
Saw a picture of her.
Yep. Got to get the personality out there.
Yeah, our moms are way more personable than.
Yep.
You're more personable than me in the ranking of personalities. It's going to go Mama Mac, Tam Tam, because your mom is more bubbly than my mom, and then you,
and then me,
and then about a just a
you, then you
a pile of dirt,
and then you.
With worms in it. The worms got to be in it because people are interested in the worms.
Yep.
And then an unfolded washcloth and then me. And then me. That's
an
how person. That unfolded washcloth, a little wet. You don't know why it's wet, but it's a little wet.
A little damp.
You're so an unfolded washcloth.
It's Mama Mac, Tam Tam Two Hips, Cody, and then pile of dirt with worms in it.
Yep.
Unfolded, slightly damp washcloth.
Yep.
Got a little musty smell to it.
Perfect.
Has that been in the basement? What have you been doing with that?
Where did that come from?
And there I am. Right
no, this was just in my room. Okay.
All right. Yep. So that's in the, in the stack of personalities, I think it goes, I think that's pretty fair.
And
I think that's pretty fair.
Write that down.
Yeah, please do.
And send.
I'm not good at human interactions. Anybody who met me at Hidden Gardens this weekend knows that.
But no, you are, though.
I can say hello. I can say nice to meet you. We have a nice back and forth, but.
We do good.
And then I'm just awkward about it. So we'll recap a busy weekend. Cody was doing business stuff. I did all kinds of stuff. We did a baseball game. Went to the craziest Mets game ever.
Even I've never been to one where they were doing what you were telling me.
I mean, you run out of pitchers. That was crazy.
Yeah, never. So that's so funny.
Get into that. Fun times at Hidden Gardens. Today at 7:30, not every day, because I want to give you guys a chance to win these tickets. So 7:30... Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, probably, since the show is Sunday, we're going to be playing a little game show. Simplest game show ever. You just got to be caller five. I'm going to give you five folders, five finger, five folder shuffle.
Boom. What?
You're going to pick one through five. I don't know. I didn't think of a name for it. I got five folders.
I like that.
Five finger shuffle, five Yep. Five death. I don't know. Folder fancy.
Shuffle of death.
Regardless, five finger death punch coming up at the amp this weekend.
Death shuffle.
Death shuffle. We'll call it the death shovel.
Williams badly knocks it down. It's free. It's a goal.
Finally.
On that wins Spain.
Real.
Second World Cup title.
Unreal.
Spain, for the second time in their history, have won the World Cup.
What a game. What a game.
I was texting you, man. It's going to be hard to convince Americans to watch soccer when it goes 3 hours without a goal.
Oh, I 100% agree. It's just this.
The Saturday game was the better game.
It was crazy Saturday. I don't even understand what I was watching.
Yeah.
But it just went to show then Sunday that those really were two of the best teams. That defense, Spain's defense. It is next level.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Of anybody in the country.
Did they even take a single shot on goal?
Towards the end, like two or three.
Because they kept showing the stats. Like, Spain had taken 16 shots.
Argentina didn't take a shot until sometime in extra time.
Holy cow.
It was wild. But
Argentina's goalkeeper, dude? Wow. Wow.
The things he was saving. It was unreal, but it was one of those where you're like,
yeah,
oh man, eventually
one's going to go in the dead. Yeah.
Eventually what happened, you were like, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like it's
just going to wear him down.
Somebody's going to get off a rebound and just blast it in.
I know that a lot of you are not particularly soccer fans. I saw Ken says Mark's safe from not watching a single World Cup soccer game. It's not for everybody,
but it's a lot of fun.
I like watching soccer, but I don't watch it that often.
It was sports in the middle of the day.
That I
like
a lot.
First of all, anybody that doesn't like it, it's sports in the middle of the day.
That I liked. Yeah, I liked. I like soccer, but I'm probably not going to watch it again for 4 years.
Oh, see, as soon as
you watch all the other ones,
as soon as Premier League starts right back up. I'm an Arsenal fan. I'll keep watching that. There were a ton of Arsenal players in the World Cup. Declan Rice from England.
And like, I'm not going to say sorry for my ignorance because most of us are ignorant to it. But
yeah, no.
Messi plays in Miami, but that's like, who do they play?
It's like that.
Do they come up to New York and play that New York team?
Do they play up there? They might.
I don't keep track of all that.
I don't know the league structure. Or that, like, Inter Miami.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. But
yeah.
Because, see, even with him down there, even that never really got soccer going in this country.
No, nobody really cared.
No.
Nobody really cared. It was, I didn't know that Spain had gone several years without losing an international match. Like, was a stat. As soon as I learned that, I go, they're not going to lose here.
They were.
2024 was the last time they lost an international match.
They've been a good team, and they're still young as hell.
Yeah.
And that Yamal is 19.
Yeah.
Although, I don't think I could have heard any more about the weird photo shoot.
What photo
that
shoot?
Messi and Yamal did.
Oh,
where
I didn't
Messi,
hear about that.
Messi bathed him as a baby.
No, thank you.
But Messi had that, like, 2003 hair where it was, like, shoulder length, kind of like Bob parted in the middle, pregame.
Oh,
ever
good.
ESPN. Just Google it. It's like the hair enough. I was like, oh, grandma.
Messi is. I mean, he's nearly 40.
He's nearly 40.
Basically elderly. How's he even moving out there?
Right. I don't even know.
What'd you think about that halftime show?
It was fun. Although, and I said this, I am over the Justin Bieber, I'm adult now.
You are?
Like, everybody's having fun, they're having a great time, and then he's like, Santa's guitar song.
Yeah, I don't know why they slowed it down for Justin Bieber. I was like, make him do a song.
That's his thing now.
Is it? He's just like
he's just
slow and introspective.
He's an adult now.
He's not a little Bieber anymore.
And like, I feel bad for all the, you know, the whatever stuff, but like, bro, we're all having fun.
Yeah, we're all having a good time.
Well, good time.
It was
record
kind of,
scratch.
Yeah, it was kind of a record scratch because like we were partying and Shakira's partying, everybody's partying.
We're having a great time.
And then him and an acoustic guitar walks out.
Madonna's
and
ripping around.
I know Madonna was more active than you, Bieber. Come on now. I mean, I think that was mostly CGI in the beginning part of that.
Yeah.
I mean, Madonna, they literally shot like a bunch of CGI footage of Madonna, and then her role was take two steps and just do like one line and then put your arms up, please. All right, thank you.
It was
like you gave Grandma her chance.
Yep, she did it.
Yeah, and then I don't know, it was just we definitely Americanized it the hardest we could. Like, think of how much we shoved American garbage into the world's game.
Yeah.
We forced hydration breaks so we could sell more commercials.
Yeah. So we could sell you more.
We're like, nah, we do commercials. We don't care about the sport. We do commercials, so do hydration breaks. We want a pregame show. We want a halftime show that's 10 minutes longer than you're used to being in the locker room.
We want a postgame show.
We want a postgame show.
And then at midnight or whatever, we want James Corden to do a whole nother show.
Yeah. We sold the F out of this thing.
I can't imagine anybody watched that.
If you give any of our players red cards, our president's going to complain about it.
No.
We really kind of, we put our stank all over this thing, didn't we?
I like
that. Stunk it up real good.
I liked that a lot of the other, like the World Cup people made a lot of the owners of the stadiums kind of do what they wanted, like poor Jerry Jones.
Oh, having to cover
up
logos.
He had to cover
up
his logos.
Oh, yeah.
Put up curtains on those windows that everybody hates.
And then sit there and eat it. Just eat an S sandwich because you want us there.
I wonder if he took those down already.
Get those curtains down.
All right, get them down. Get them down so we can ruin our season. Have this cost us at least two games.
So that's a wrap. No more. No, nobody's got to pretend about they care about soccer anymore.
Four more years.
Where is it in 4 years?
Your mom's house.
Oh, okay. Coming up in less than an hour, 7:30, we'll play a little five finger folder shuffle for the fun of it.
The death shuffle.
Caller 5 at 7:30. I'm going to tell you all the information. You're going to pick one of my folders. Here's what's in the folders. Here's what you could win.
Is the information under and over it? The folder?
You don't got two more puns in you for Five Finger Death Punch. You only one.
Okay.
I know that about you. You don't know that many Five Finger Death Punch songs.
No, I don't. I can come up with it, though.
All right.
I can
come up with stuff. Here's what is in the folders. These are all up for grabs when we play. We'll play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so you guys have a chance to win and pick up your tickets.
And as far as the Five Finger Death Punch tickets giveaways, as the end of this week, this is the end.
Good one. He's got two in him. He's racking his brain.
Yeah.
I've lost him the rest of the show because now he's just going to be trying
I just got to get one more in.
There are seats in here. Pair of seats. There are pit passes in here. There's four packs of tickets in here. And also, there's the grand prize inside these folders.
What's the grand prize?
Pit passes with an autographed guitar by the band.
Oh, yeah.
That is also up for grabs. So somebody's going to win all of that throughout this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Also,
you don't win this, you'd be on the wrong side of heaven.
All right. Now you're done. Now you got it out. You did the three. You feel good?
Am I going away?
Okay. See.
Did I just?
Somebody, Dad, come pick up your boy. And then everybody who wins, Cody, is going to meet Avon under fire.
Look at this guy.
They're doing
guy.
A meet and greet.
Sometimes Josh is mean, sometimes he's nice. It's like a Jekyll and Hyde. I'm done now. That was it.
You feel better?
Yep.
You had to scratch that itch?
Yep.
Everybody's going to meet Ava under fire, no matter what passes, tickets, or giveaways you win.
What a show that's going
to
be.
I feel I have to apologize for this. Because I feel like we failed the show fam audience.
How so?
We're usually so ahead of the curve. And last week was just busy with all the national stuff, and you were working cotton candy events. We were shooting videos. It was a busy week yesterday, and I failed you because I wasn't the first one to make you aware of Jimothy. You still don't know Jimothy. Good. So there are people out there who are not familiar with Jimothy. Jimothy is exactly something we would have brought up to the audience before it hit the mainstream news and just...
Okay.
The news got it before we did. That's on me. I apologize.
Jimothy.
Now, I saw Jimothy last Monday or some point early last week.
Because that's a name we would give to somebody. Jimothy.
Especially a funny-looking raccoon, which is what Jimothy is.
He's a raccoon.
This is why I'm disappointed in us. Not so much you because you were busy. I'm disappointed in me because I saw Jimothy. Jimothy's image made it to a cryptid website, Reddit that I follow. You know, cryptids are like Sasquatch and stuff.
Yeah.
And people are like, what is this cryptid? It's just a fat raccoon. Turned out to be a fat raccoon, Jimothy. So I saw Jimothy last week,
and I ignored it.
Yeah, somebody was like, what is this newfound cryptid? I saw Jimothy last week. I ignored it because I was like, oh, that's just a stupid thing on the internet.
He's like, I'm eating.
A raccoon with a distinctive spherical shape has captured hearts across the internet after a Seattle woman spotted him in a neighborhood last week. Now, I'll show you if you're watching in Twitch and YouTube. I'll show you Jimothy if you're not familiar with his body shape.
Oh, he's one of those, like, he's got, like, that, is it, like, that, is it that disease that, like, some dogs have where, like, their middle section's gone?
Yeah, I don't know why he's shaped the way he is. He's very chunky. He looks like he has scoliosis of some kind.
He's just old.
Kania Hall filmed the round, short-necked animal emerging from beneath a car and posted the footage on Instagram. She named him Jimothy. Quote, I got very confused at what I was seeing.
Yeah.
Hall told the Seattle Times. I have never seen any other animal like it. The video quickly went viral with residents embracing Jimothy as a local celebrity.
That's so adorable.
They said a woman who works at Washington State Veterinary, she's a veterinary professor, said Jimothy's appearance likely stems from a spinal deformity and noted he otherwise appears healthy. I just hope he continues to live a healthy, free life. Oh, Jimothy.
That's so funny.
So look at him. If you just listen, just Google Jimothy, you'll see him.
Are they soft? Do you ever pet a raccoon?
I don't know, but I'm going to make a very bold claim right now. I bet within my children's lifetime, we see domesticated raccoons.
People keep them when they find them as like babies, don't they?
I feel like raccoons are the next animal that wants to be domesticated.
They wouldn't mind being inside?
Yeah, like, did you see the video going around of that raccoon that got saved by a paddleboarder? That's a whole other thing.
I've seen several of those videos.
It was trapped. It was somewhere, and a paddleboarder grabbed it. And this raccoon was, like, climbing all over the paddleboarder and, like, snuggling like a cat or a dog would.
Yeah.
So you heard it here first. I guarantee you we're going to have domesticated raccoons here within my children's lifetime.
I don't remember. Okay, people are saying they're soft. I can't remember if I ever gave one a little pet or scritch, because the only place I would have done it is, like, Fort Ricky.
Would they have a raccoon there?
But I don't remember. Jimbo, I don't think the zoo ever did.
Jimbo says his mom has a raccoon. So we're there. I mean, we're getting pretty close there.
Be careful.
To the domesticated raccoons. Thank you, Muddy Gator, for that sub in Twitch.
I don't want rabies.
That's the other thing about raccoons, is they're nosing around in things they shouldn't be nosing around in.
Because I see them, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to give you a pet. But I'm way more a skirt of rabies than I am of wanting to pet a raccoon.
And generally, if a raccoon's coming up to you, it's probably got rabies. It should be skittish of humans.
Depends. The ones I see up by me, it's nighttime.
Okay.
So, but even then, that doesn't make me want to pet.
Yeah.
I'm going to pet them more because it's nighttime.
I don't know what you got on them teeth.
I don't want to go to the doctor for
so
that.
Now you're all aware of Jimothy.
And you say hi to him.
The raccoon in Seattle. Maybe I'll see him on my vacation. He's up there wandering around a Seattle neighborhood.
Say hi.
Jimothy and his weird back and legs.
I ain't got no spine.
Kids, that's Buck Cherry, kids. Kids.
That's the... I don't know why he's... Yeah, you're right. He is sweaty, but also oily.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting, though.
Talking plants with chat. Dunes is giving me advice about my white bird of paradise plant. I can't tell if I'm overwatering or underwatering.
What type of light's it getting?
It sits in my office. It has for months. So it gets just the light coming in from the window.
How many hours? Full sun?
No, just because the lady at Hafner said it doesn't need full sun. It's like it's an indoor partial sun plant or whatever, because I knew it was going to be in the office.
Every once in a while, like just like animals, I like to bring as many of them as I can just outside.
To just soak
fresh
up the
air,
sun.
Here's some sun for the day.
Cheryl crow it a little bit.
You watch them to make sure that none of them are like, this is too hot.
I can bring it out today.
That's on her if she says to do it. Plants can get something. Yep, see?
All right, because I read that it could get heat shock.
Dig into the dirt with dunes. Yeah, you got to watch. That's one of the, because I've done that.
So maybe I'll give it some sun today.
Like the ones I left, I left ones out of my car for like 2 hours
How did that do? Did it kill them?
I don't remember. So I'm sure some of them are most.
In good news, though, I'm going to say this before they die. Kelly gave me a, what are those stupid things called? The ones that I liked?
I don't know the name of anything.
Kelly, what's the plant you gave me? Showgirl Kelly, and I believe Showgirl Jen or Amy, somebody else gave me the indoor plants, snake plants.
Okay.
That's right, snake plants.
Yeah.
I got a couple snake plants that are plant swap. Those are looking great still. Good. I have not killed those yet.
Yep, mine are looking pretty decent.
I've not killed those yet.
Not bad.
Anyways, fun baseball game Saturday night. Saturday, shout out, by the way, Hidden Gardens. Anybody who came and saw us at Hidden Gardens Saturday?
Right, what a fun day.
It was a fun day. I had that, what did I eat over there?
The burrito.
Queso burrito taco.
Taco bowl.
Oh, my God.
It was a little spicy, and then a little bit after that. He was legit sweating.
So they had a food truck, and your boy got... And I'm sorry if I'm saying the business wrong. I think it's like Queso Berea, Taco Syracuse, or whatever they are.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely woman in there.
Yep.
I got the Berea bowl.
Yeah.
And Cody's like, hey, man, just so you know, those are Berea means it's spicy.
It's a little spicy.
I can handle a little spice. Yeah. I can handle a little spice. I got to be careful, though, because I do got to go to the Mets game Saturday night. So I was like, I don't want to have a bully.
I don't have
rumble guts.
So, I mean, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So I go out there, and it was just smelling too good.
Yeah, I love you.
The only thing I ordered everything in it except the cilantro, just because I'm keeping an eye on lettuce and cilantro.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like cilantro. So she makes me this bowl, just a regular-sized bowl. I can't imagine what the large looked like.
Yeah, it was beefy.
Cody can report. I was sweating my ass off.
I watched him... Start to go to town
because I couldn't stop eating it. It was so good.
Yep,
rice, beans, the meat, the crema sauce on the top, all of it. The cheese.
I was watching him, and he all of a sudden a quarter of it was gone,
and
then
like,
half of it was gone, and then at one point I think you put the lid on.
I did. I wanted to pump the brakes. I was like, all right,
for a couple minutes.
Let's put this lid on. Let's set it down. Let's step back, reassess the situation.
And the situation was
scoop that right back up. Yeah, Daddy needs more of that Berea bowl. And I'm eating, and the weird thing was it wasn't like spicy in my mouth, but it was heating my body.
It's a different spicy.
It wasn't spicy like, oh, I can't eat this.
Yeah, where you're like,
it was delicious.
It's a whole body heat.
But then I'm like, oh, it's a whole body heat. It's a whole body heat, bud. It's a whole body heat. Freaking delicious. But then I was watching, so We're at the Hidden Gardens Saturday, 911 North Salina Street. There's a gentleman there who is multiple pairs of pants who may walk by and greet you.
Yep.
And I was watching the weather because I'm like, well, we're supposed to go as a family out to the Mets game tonight.
Yeah.
Is the rain coming in? Rain was coming in, blah, blah, blah. And I kept saying to Cody, and I'll tell you his quote now. I was like, I think the game's going to get rained out tonight. After all this story, Cody said, you got the opposite of a rainout.
He got the literal opposite of a rainout.
Because I was at the Met Stadium for 5.5 hours on Saturday.
Whoops. Yeah.
So we get home, and we're like, all right, they haven't called the game yet. I guess the game is still going to happen. So we're like, let's all meet at 6 o'clock over at the stadium. And we go to the stadium. It's a little light because I think a lot of people probably didn't plan on the game happening.
Yeah.
We get in there, there's a light drizzle, and we're like, all right, I think we're going to play. We think they're going to play. And then, like, 10 minutes before the pitch, just downpour. And they're like, we're going to experience a rain delay.
So what do you do? Just go into the concourse?
We were all under the concourse. It wasn't that crowded. But naturally, I'm there on Star Wars night, so for some reason, like, the Star Wars characters found our same area. So suddenly I was in the way of everyone
now
taking
doing,
photo with yep. Star Wars. I'm like,
now they're doing Star Wars stuff.
I'm staying out of the way. Beep, beep,
beep, beep. And you're not hungry. They have a ton of food there, but I'm sure you're not hungry.
Oh, okay, never mind. Don't you worry about your boy. I ate.
Never mind.
I ate several times. Over 5.5 hours, dude?
I didn't know that bowl was
I had a hot
substantial.
Dog. Oh, you, my whole day, that bowl, and then I get to the Mets game. I had hot dogs. I had french fries. I had tenders. I had ice cream.
From where's the tenders from?
Tenders were from just their
whatever. Just like
whatever.
Gotcha.
With along with their French fries. I almost got some Wildcat pizza, but I talked myself out of it. Shout out Wildcat. I got a Hoffman hot dog, and then I'm going to close out the night with a little sweet treat.
What? What'd you get?
cookie dough ice cream and a waffle cone.
Oh, okay.
I had a good amount of food.
I guess you did that
so
day.
So we're at the game.
Thank God there was a barrier finally, Sunday in between us. Jesus Christ.
They finally announce we will be throwing the first pitch at 8 o'clock. So we're like, all right, well,
I don't like we're going
6:40
home.
Now.
Yeah, I'm like, we're going home.
I would have gone home at any time, but I would have left
that. If it was me, I would have been like, listen, who cares? We're out of here.
So I'm like, all right, 8 o'clock, that's fine. It's what else am I doing tonight? And the Buffalo Bisons were just so bad Saturday night.
Pinch hitter.
Somehow, last night, the Mets lost to the same team I saw them play on Saturday.
That's so weird.
Because baseball.
Yeah, I was like, baseball.
So this Mets team is just hitting dinger after dinger off of these pitchers. And it's that is dragging the night out more and more.
Yeah, because now you're doing
like
running
it
around
was
the bases.
It was 10 o'clock and we were in the sixth inning, Cody.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
That's
because
so
they
many
keep,
innings left.
They keep changing pitchers.
I was going to say, and the pitching change takes a while because even though they were doing it out in the dugout.
Now they got to warm out now for real.
Oh,
though.
Okay. Now do it out here, too.
So then they're warming up. And the game is just going on and on. The final score, 15-2. Okay? 15. Syracuse Mets got 15-2. But they went through all their pitchers.
See, this
so
I've never seen
this.
So
now we're in like this bottom of maybe eighth inning, I think.
I've never seen this.
And they go, the Buffalo Bisons have made a change. Blah, 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 blah. The first baseman will now be pitching.
That's so cool.
And I had turned to my family was there at some point, and I saw the final pitcher come out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
And I go, I think they're out of pitchers. I don't know what they're going to do.
They got nobody left.
Well, what they're going to do is put the first baseman on the mound.
Yeah, go ahead, have at it.
So I've never seen this. I know a lot of you baseball fans have.
That's so
funny.
He's
just lobbing balls because they want to play it in the field.
Yep.
Just hit it so we can play it in the field and get out of here.
Yep.
So now the first baseman's pitching. I'm like, if he can't do it, what are they going to do?
Bring in another guy.
Long story short.
Bring in an outfielder.
Bring in somebody. Am I going to get a shot?
Possibly.
Are they going to call me down?
First time ever. Let's bring out a fan. If you're in section 311, row 4.
You're pitching.
Seat 2. Come on down.
So we're there, and I'm like, I think the city of Syracuse has an 11 o'clock curfew. I don't think we're seeing fireworks.
No,
we're staying for the fireworks.
I know. I asked because I usually can hear them.
And I was like, I think there's an 11 o'clock curfew.
I didn't hear nothing.
I think that after all this, goddamn Jason Schmorl is going to walk out there with his microphone and tell us we can't see fireworks.
Did he?
I was all ready for it.
They did them. They did the fireworks?
They did the fireworks.
Oh, well, I didn't hear
I
any
bust
of them.
On Jason Schmorl plenty, but he came out and said,
he was like,
you don't want to hear from me. Let's get to the fireworks.
I almost just swore. He was like, F it.
I was like, I swear to God, if Schmorl gets out there and starts doing another 15 minutes of material or whatever he's got planned.
Does he start the game with some material?
Oh, he does 35 minutes out there.
He's got jokes.
You can't understand a thing he's saying. He's
no.
thanking every sponsor who's
yep.
ever done anything, and it's whatever. Yep. It's 11:30. Fireworks are going off.
Wow.
I got home 12:30 from a 6:40 baseball game.
That's hilarious.
30. It was a long night. So, yeah, Cody, it was the opposite of a rainout.
That is 100% opposite of a rainout.
I got 6 hours at the stadium. It's fun, though. It's fun to watch.
Talking baseball.
All that aside, I love a summer night baseball game. I love it.
It is relaxing.
I love
other
the
than
vibe.
The 6 hour part.
Other than the time commitment, yeah. Big Bird Thaw event over the weekend. You follow that? The Bird Thaw drama?
Yeah, but no, I'm going to be a curmudgeon-y.
What?
It's stupid.
It's stupid, and I like that it was stupid.
Because I don't get it, but I like that they got to do it. I don't like that it got busted up, because from everybody that I heard, there was no issues whatsoever
at
all.
Well, here's where I'll play both sides.
But you got to have proper permits.
So if you guys didn't follow the Bird Thaw event, it was happening over at Megaton Games, big promotional event, and it literally started. I saw the guy who created it.
Mm.
Started it as a joke. It was like an inside joke. Like, imagine you and I having an inside joke where I'm like,
kind of what I thought
hey,
it was.
And they just made a silly flyer, and then it caught more steam. It just happens. Sometimes pop off like that.
It's a fun little event.
Fun little events are like, all right, where are we going to do a Bird Thaw event? They did it over at that Megaton Games. I think they initially thought 30 to 40 people would show up.
Yeah.
Hundreds showed up.
Yeah.
So the whole
neighborhood.
I can't blame them for not planning for that, but I also understand that the landlord it's his property. He's going to get in trouble if anybody gets hurt. He's going to get sued. I didn't know that it was residents there who had nowhere to park. Like, the residents there were apartments there, and all other spots were full of people. I think it was
That would have been cool.
I was excited to see the youth doing something fun in the community, but I also see, I can see both sides.
When you do that stuff, because we have to.
I know.
You have to have the proper permits.
I can't
go through the proper channels and blah, blah, blah.
400 people show up downtown. You got to make people know, so... It looked silly. It was fun. I hope they make it like an annual thing. Find a bigger venue.
Or hope it translates to business, at least. Because sometimes that stuff, they do all that, and then nobody goes to do anything in this.
He had a TikTok, the creator who had a TikTok I was watching last night, where he's like, you know, we'll try to find a bigger venue. I commented. I said, I'll help you find a bigger venue. I'll promote a silly bird thaw event.
Plenty of places to do it that aren't
going to. Do it somewhere inside, like, where you're not going to bother people. Make it a little music festival. I'll be down to promote another bird thaw.
There's plenty of places with little areas you could do it at.
Yeah, do it at a park. Do it at, like, a Sharky's if you want music. I don't know, something like that, but...
Plenty of room.
Well, speaking of events, big day at my house today, bud. You know what's getting delivered to my in-laws today, bud?
Big old can of whoop ass.
Pretty much. Porta potty. We're going to have a porta potty in our yard.
Outside potty week.
As this Sunday, we're having a big anniversary party for my brother and sister-in-law.
No, I think you should be the hero.
And what?
And
put a fan in it?
And get a fan for that day and put it in there. And then put like a little note. Fan brought to you by Joshua Gross Fan.
Fan presented
by
the favorite son-in-law. Although I think I'm the only son-in-law, as a matter of fact, yeah.
You're welcome.
We're getting the porta potty delivered. Like, I guess Monday, we rented it for Sunday.
But
the only day they're up in Fulton is on Monday. So they're like, well, we got to drop it Monday. And we're like, that's fine. It's my in-law's yard. It's not my yard.
Yeah.
So they're going to have a porta potty now. And like, my wife's been joking. She's like, I'm going to come break it in. And I go, I don't know if we want our waste sitting in that thing for a week.
That's the problem, is that you don't want anything in it other than that blue liquid or whatever for the week.
But it's like, you got a porta potty in your yard for a whole week. You got to do something with it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, sister's right. A fan, little wet ones, air freshener. I should decorate the inside of the porta potty.
You'd be the belle of the ball.
Get a little strand of like those fairy lights, battery-powered fairy lights.
Make it
the most pleasant porta john they've ever experienced.
By the way, if you do, got to go in here and pee in a porta potty. Oh no.
Oh, well, this is actually quite nice.
Well, look at what we have.
This is actually quite nice.
Yep.
As long as we're talking porta potties, what's the show's rule when it comes to porta potties, Cody?
What do you mean?
It's gone. If you've dropped something in the porta potty,
it's gone forever.
It's gone.
Including a baby.
Including children.
Yeah.
But especially items that are very much.
You hear the stupidest things.
I get
going
it.
After.
Phones are $1,000.
Yeah, I can see attempt at a phone. Anything else? No.
But a bottle of Mountain Dew? Man in Kansas City? A bottle of Mountain Dew you're going down there for?
Don't do the Dew. Dude.
Last week.
Don't do the Dew. Now it's got doo-doo on your Dew. You're going to do the Dew a doo-doo.
An employee with a portable toilet company in Kansas City went to go collect a porta potty from a site. But the door was locked. So he said, all right, you got 10 minutes to finish up in there, just assuming it was somebody doing their business.
Okay.
Gave him 10 minutes.
I have poop.
Pat Lucas, why do you even bring it in there with him? Sometimes you got to have sometimes, you know,
thirsty,
you need
like,
to hydrate.
You're taking a dump. You want to take a swig. And
you've
then
never brought a meal into a portable toilet?
It slips down between and smacks your wiener on the way through, and all of a sudden, Mountain Dew in your porta potty.
The worker said, you got 10 minutes to get out of the porta potty. Nobody answered. Came back 10 minutes later, knocked on the door again. Nobody answered. He said, the guy inside was not going to get out, so he flagged down a cop who came over and said, sir, you need to get out of the porta john. The guy said, I can't reach the door. What do you mean?
Oh, my God.
What do you mean you can't reach the door, bud?
I'm going to throw up.
The man was asked, what are you doing? He said, quote, he was trying to retrieve a Mountain Dew bottle.
I'm going to go home.
And had been in.
Him slipped.
He'd been down there for 8 hours.
Why didn't he say something when the guy was like, hey, We're like, hey, help me. Like that, I don't.
Bro, I'll pay for your Mountain Dew.
Knocked again. The man inside said he was not going to get out. They looked inside and didn't see anybody. The lid was closed. No one was in the restroom. It kind of startled them. All of a sudden, a head popped out of the toilet and he said, I'm in here. He told them.
We're still on the air. That's just shock. As his head popped out of the toilet. And I'm not going to. It's safe to assume there was some mental health or any substances in use here.
It's gotta be.
Skibbity toilet style, head pops out.
Hello!
I'm in here.
Hello!
Head popped out of the toilet and he said, I'm in here. He told them he was retrieving a Mountain Dew bottle that he dropped in from the night before. After it was cut open, the man was able to exit the toilet. Fire department did hook up water to their truck and gave him a free shower.
Unreal.
Hosed him down.
Hosed him down. Because it has to be mental.
Something or drugs or something. Yeah, the night before he dropped the bottle. Still down there.
He was still doing the dew all that time later.
All right, bottom half of the hour here, 7:30. I'm going to take your calls.
Hello.
Caller number 5.
The Death Shuffle.
It's 730-424-ROCK. 315-424-7625. I'm not counting anybody that calls now. I will count live on the air. I will take caller 5 live on the air.
Okay, go. I'll call in.
The 5 folder finger shuffle.
I will call in. Win. I'm big Death Punch fan.
It's time to play America's favorite mid-market radio game show, the 5 Folder Death Punch. Here's how it works. I've got 5 folders in front of me. Each folder contains a prize for this weekend's 5 Finger Death Punch concert. But the prizes vary, Cody. Maybe it's seats. Pair of seats.
Okay.
Maybe it's pit passes.
Okay.
Maybe it's a 4-pack.
Look at you.
Or maybe it's an autographed guitar from the band with pit passes,
uh-oh,
Cody. Everybody who wins is going to meet Ava Under Fire at their meet and greet.
I'm guessing Thursday.
What?
Someone wins the guitar.
I'm only doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so you...
Wednesday.
All right.
I bet someone wins the guitar.
So to start out big, I'm going to give 2 prizes away today, all right? You want to pull the folder?
No, I was showing it.
They're right
here. Who said? Someone said they don't see a folder. There's
all right.
The folder.
No, you know the system.
Cody, I want you to hold those folders.
Okay.
And that way when they pick the number, I'm completely removed. I will just need to replace 1 prize.
Okay.
So I'm going to take caller 5.
Put it right up against my chest. That way there's no cheating, no nothing.
Caller 1.
Hello.
Caller 2.
Hello.
I only have 2 lines, so you got to wait a second.
Yeah.
424-ROCK, 315-424-7625 for all of you who want phone calls. Caller 3. Caller 4. Next
Here
one
we go.
Is my
Here
player.
We go. Here we go. Oh, my God. Here we go.
K-Rock, who's this?
Joelle. Yes, the other Joelle.
Joelle with this tattoo?
Oh.
Joelle with the tattoo?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, Joelle with the tattoo. Good to hear from you.
Hi.
You are going to play 5 Folder Death Punch.
Ooh.
All you need to do, is pick a number between 1 and 5, and Cody will draw your folder. Joelle, go ahead.
Number 3.
Cody,
okay, here we go.
Joelle has chosen number 3.
You see me? I'm pulling 3. You can see it right there. Someone's watching me.
Cody is opening up folder number 3.
And inside number 3 is the seats.
Seats.
Like seats.
You have actual seats under the pavilion.
Actual seats for the Death Punch.
Joelle, hang on the line. I will get your information. Congratulations, Joelle.
You win.
Let me take my next caller here.
We'll do it again?
Yeah. Caller number 6. You're going to play as well. What's your name?
Brian.
All right, Brian, give me the folder she just picked, because I got to take her prize out of there.
Number 3.
And I'm putting in another prize.
Okay. Oh, there's a number 3's going back in.
Because he got to pick between number 1 through 5, so here you go.
Okay, homie. There's number 2.
All right, he does not know what's in folder number 3, nor does he know what's in 1 through 5.
No idea.
Brian, whenever you are ready, pick your folder.
Number 1.
He's picking number 1, Cody.
Number 1.
We'll play again tomorrow at 7:30.
Get
A four-pack
of
seats.
Brian, what a four-pack of seats.
Wow. Four-pack.
Hang on the line, Brian.
Let's see. Do I want any of these?
We'll get your information.
Take them to you.
Congratulations, Joel and Brian. They have won. I will get their information and come back. We'll play again
tomorrow.
Look
at that. That's fun.
7:30 a.m.
I like that.
Five. That's folder fun. Death punch. Oh. Good morning, everybody. Congratulations, Ryan and Joelle, our first two winners for the five-folder Death Punch Showdown contest.
All right.
Play again tomorrow. Be listening.
That was fun. I like the music.
Like, I'll be like a good game show. Simple games. Yeah. Pick one to five. That's all you gotta do.
Six.
Ah!
Did I do it?
Although I just realized after I refilled my folders for tomorrow... Eventually, there's going to be empty folders because there's not an endless amount of things.
Yeah, well, now that whenever that starts, then you go, okay, now this one's gone.
So you got to pick, all right, okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk halftime show. The first ever World Cup halftime show because we got to put our American stank all over it.
Got to perform.
We want pregame, postgame. We want 10 extra minutes.
Yep. I forget who did it. Yeah, on Saturday, because they had somebody as well.
Didn't Post Malone open up yesterday?
He did something. I didn't see
Post.
I don't remember much of
somebody
it.
Somebody was Saturday. We got to get our stink all over. We want hydration breaks. We want commercial breaks.
Yep. I like that sometimes the hydration breaks were like, the refs were like, all right, I had enough right now. Hydration break.
Hydration break. Enough. Get
away from me. Hydration break.
Stop fighting. Everybody's always fighting. This is what I don't like. About soccer. Is everybody's always fighting?
Well,
players are yelling at the refs, and the refs calm it down.
The bench hates every call that's ever happened.
Every call, everyone's putting on the show. They're all acting out there.
To your point earlier about not getting Americans to watch,
mm-hmm.
I think what deters it even more than 0-0 all the way through is the flopping.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you can't get touched a little bit in the foot.
And do a full somersault and throw your body around.
And then how they would lay on the ground, no matter the detriment to the situation, to the team,
mm-hmm.
there could be, like, no time left.
Yeah.
And your team needs a goal, and the guys would just lay there, and you could see other people on their team being like,
yeah, I get it.
We're about to lose and be eliminated. Can you get up?
Yeah.
They're not stopping the game for you.
Yeah, there's some physicality to it. I get that. Another way you're never going to get Americans to watch. I don't know. There's got to be an easier way for you guys to display the time. All right? I didn't even know how much time was left because now the clock is like 115 minutes. I'm like, what? I'm not doing math.
And the refs decide.
And the refs decide.
Yeah, you get an extra 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you when that 4 minutes is up.
It's just it's a lot. Mm-hmm. I love soccer. I love watching it, but it's a lot to track down.
Yes.
Where I'm sitting there, I'm going, okay, it's 115, so there was 90. And I'm doing the math like there was 90, but then there was 7 minutes of bonus time. Like, just put that there.
Yep.
This much time remaining.
Because I know all the other rules and stuff from playing my whole life. It's just a matter of, there's those few little things that you're not going to get Americans to watch if you do this, and that. And they did this, and that.
Tell you what, a halftime show is going to get Americans to watch as CGI Madonna.
Ripping around in some type of truck.
Ripping around in some kind of truck. Like, we knew for a fact she wasn't singing.
No.
And it started, they go in the tunnel and they're like showing this underground parking garage. And
where was that supposed to be?
I guess like in the bowels of MetLife or whatever.
Oh, okay. Because I saw it and I was like, are they in a Super Mario world?
Yeah, I was like, oh, so they're going to make her perform under the stadium?
No.
And then she's on the back of this go-kart looking, you know. With the DJ, I'm like, what? What's going on?
Like, they must have tossed buku bucks at her.
Yeah, music makes the boys wild, So then they drive her out, and she gets off of the dune buggy situation with a couple of the guys. Were those guys famous? I don't know who those guys were that walked out with her.
I don't know.
Who were those guys?
Maybe somebody, but I think they were just her guys to help her because she needs help to just get up.
They kind of escorted Madonna out of the...
I think they went just to help her walk.
Out of the opening where she just lip synced two lines.
She was just kind of singing the song.
Yeah.
I'm talking.
A total performance time. Her total performance time in front of human beings.
Okay.
13 seconds.
Love it. Perfect. Perfect
13
amount.
Seconds.
Perfect amount.
Okay? There we go. So then she walks out. Then, now listen, you're going to get me. If the Muppets are at a thing, I'm watching.
I mean.
They cut over to the Muppets.
Because Jack White didn't want to do this.
He didn't?
I don't know. I'm
sure he didn't.
I can come up with, why else would it be the Muppets?
I don't know. Banger. It's a
cool.
Soccer banger.
When it goes with the orchestra and stuff,
that's a
very
lot.
Cool. It's very
and,
cool.
Of course, the Muppets being out there.
But they couldn't hold the candle to what's coming up.
You're cloud chasing. I didn't know you were going to cloud chase on the show this morning.
Big.
I don't know. We had a cloud chaser in the studio.
Big. Fat.
That was
thick.
Ronaldo.
BTS guy.
Ronaldo Nazario.
Oh, Ronaldo. Okay. It was people.
Okay. Football legends.
They look familiar. And
I'm sure they were. I just didn't know who they were. I mean,
Yeah.
Come on now. I watch American sports.
I mean, Tom Brady, where the hell is he?
And your boys BTS come out.
Yeah.
It never gets old to me, BTS working the camera, flirting with the camera.
They are a machine.
Winking at the camera, this churning out.
They are a machine.
And they're just back, like, current, like, recently, right? Because they had to do their, like, mandatory Korean military service.
Yeah.
They don't even give a damn about what the words are.
No, they'll give you a
like
couple.
A Rolling Stone, jump up and you smell cologne. Like, they don't give
damn
a damn.
Right. Damn right.
Ding dong, call me on the phone. Nice DM, I came a football. Huh. Ding dong, and you call me on the phone. Can't hear him at the game of football. I mean, they're out there, everyone's losing their mind over BTS.
Damn right, as they should.
Ted Lasso comes out with Jason Sudeikis and Bret Hart.
Yep.
Did a fun thing where they then held up the substitution, but it said JB, Believe instead of Believe.
Mm-hmm.
And your favorite performance of the night.
And then we were all having a great time.
I'm a dog. Good morning, curtains dancing. In the sunrise, baby's crawling on the floor.
Shakira was out there.
Yeah, and then we get, because they're like, all right, thanks,
I don't have
Justin.
Shakira audio, but I have, I gotta say, that woman is a skinwalker or some kind of vampire.
Yeah, she's
nearly 50 years old.
She looks amazing.
Now, of course, because the internet's got an internet.
Oh, boy. What did the internet?
It's a body double. That ain't Shakira.
Oh, no.
Bro, that's Shakira. Find any photo of Shakira.
Shakira.
Shakira has not aged a second.
No.
She still looks 24 somehow.
Yeah.
She's got them good genetics. And she's taking care of herself.
It's probably that, like, the dancing is a workout, man.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful out there.
But no, that was good. That was real good. But just,
And then Coldplay comes out because Coldplay's got to be at everything.
Yep.
And Shakira's doing the hearts and Coldplay's singing, I love you. I love you.
And that's a Coldplay guy.
Oh, it was your mother in disguise, she said. She worked out. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, so listen, we crammed our American halftime show into it. We had to make our millions.
They don't need to do that. It's not a. Every sport doesn't need a halftime
show.
God,
no, in this country they do, goddammit.
We're going to show you, all right, when you go back down to your Southern Americans, you can do what you want down there when you're up here North America.
Congratulations to Spain for winning it.
Did it.
I'm assuming they're playing for Eladia Baldwin. Spain's...
I, I think everybody was really, no matter
Ilaria Baldwin,
no matter what nationality,
who conveniently
playing
is
for her.
Vacationing in Spain right now and had to get up this morning and post beautiful morning to be in España
for the World Cup champion.
Me in my country,
how you
we
say soccer. I call football.
We call football.
You say
soccer. Oh, okay.
You say football.
Follow the show wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Type in K-Rock the show and boom, there we are. Or
the show follows you.
You just go to theshow.fm and there it is. There's the links to everything we do, everything we got right there.
And boom, all our internets.
And boom.
The most of the internets.
I don't know if this is the same people that I've read about before. It can't be because they're in North Dakota. So I read about this couple, I think it was in Korea. These two guys who got switched at birth. And one like was raised by like a billionaire and another one was raised by poverty.
No way.
And then they found out later in life. This is a different story.
That's like the worst movie. Like, could you even imagine that? Could you?
I mean, great for the one kid.
Listen, I
might call from.
I might be. Listen, I gave up a while back,
hoping that you were switched at birth.
I think that was my dad. Maybe I'm still not. That's the one I feed. That's definitely my mom.
Yeah, that's definitely your mom.
Dad, though, who knows?
I mean, we don't know. Did Deb get around? We don't know. But she blames Frank a lot.
Doing, so we'll see.
She does blame Frank a lot.
He could be out there partying it
up. Well, these two men are suing a North Dakota hospital.
Travis Tritt's my dad.
38 years ago, Kyle and Jeremy claimed they were switched at birth.
Well,
they haven't been living with their biological families.
Well, how do you know?
DNA tests. They did DNA tests, I guess.
Oh, duh.
January 26, 1988, only Kyle and I were born in that hospital that day. It's the only time we've ever been together.
My aunt Martha and I were on Ancestry.com. I had done further DNA testing on my raising mom, Evelyn Newton.
He's the poor one.
Came out conclusively that, you know, she was biologically my brother's mom. But she didn't match with me on the platform. We kind of concluded and said, basically, look, Kyle, you were switched at birth.
This isn't a situation like you're thinking of where it was one family's rich, one's poor. I think they're both just middle-income families.
Oh.
The one I was telling you about was in North Korea.
Or in Korea somewhere. Oh, I'm an idiot.
Two different situations.
Still weird,
but
though.
But
like,
still,
how
now
do you...
they're suing the hospital.
Oh. Okay, I mean, I guess you're right. You could sue for that.
And like, I'm thinking, what does this do to the parents? You raised somebody else's kid, but that's still, it's like you still love them, right?
It's very weird. But now like that's your
Evelyn
kid.
Newton said, quote, Kyle is still my son. That is never going to change.
Yeah.
But I feel robbed of the life I should have had with my biological son. You can't go back and replace 35 years.
Is that a biological?
Dude, that is such a mind
trippy.
App.
It's trippy because like you can't. I guess you got to look at it from the good of that. Now it's two families that are going to merge kind of based on a weird tragedy.
Yeah.
And now you've got the support of multiple people.
But
that's going to be hard.
Think of you they're 38 years old.
That's what I mean.
Think of you at your age.
Yeah.
And your mother's like, hey, man, just so you know all those memories you made with Frank over those years?
Yeah.
Well, this is Dave. This is actually your dad.
Yep, right.
I hooked up with two dudes that night.
Right? I got that good.
Deb got that good, two dudes.
So, I mean.
And then it's like, so you're going to be like, oh, well, hi, Dave. Good to meet you. I don't have a life with you.
And Frank's still alive, so I'm like,
yeah,
but I got
man.
That one. But now Dave. Oh, weird. Did Dave kill my dad?
Wow. Maybe.
Hey.
Maybe. It's a mind F across the board.
It's
Katie is
so
right.
It's so weird because you just...
Nobody wins in this.
I don't know what you do.
It is a profound impact. Yes, sue the hospital. I don't know what money gets you out of this.
But money helps.
Money, it makes it...
Money helps.
It makes that...
What do you get?
Spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down for sure, but...
what do you get?
Jeff is right. Hey, two Christmases bud. Two Christmases.
Because I'd imagine that's millions, right?
Millions!
Per.
Did you celebrate your favorite holiday yesterday? National Ice Cream Day?
I did.
What'd you get?
I just remember I told you I just kind of went a little, I had a nanner, So I cut up the nanner and put it in a, I had a little bit of my Frosted Flakes ice cream left, and I thought that'd be fun, so I did that. But then I also had Trader Joe's banana bread pudding ice cream, so I put up a couple nanners in that. So I had real nanners in ice cream. But that's all I did. Nothing too fancy.
Saturday I had an ice cream. I had no ice cream yesterday. Saturday I had the cookie dough on a waffle cone at the Mets game.
I like that.
Had Cousin Jay's party yesterday. He was doing the shark attack drinks.
Where
kids get to pour blood into their drinks and he blows his whistle.
Isn't it insane?
Plays the Sharks, the Jaws theme.
How wild kids go for those?
Kids go nuts. You witnessed it, right?
That's what I mean.
They go nuts for fun drinks.
It's crazy watching them go nuts for these things.
So we can survey all the people we want. Ask, what's your favorite ice cream? What's your blah, 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 blah. But then it comes down to data. Can't argue with data.
Some of these are very wrong,
as
though.
Instacart has released its ice cream sales data, revealing what we're really buying at the ice cream aisle.
But that's through them. It's what you're Instacarting, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't Instacart. I'm not grocery or
you're
getting
in the,
ice
you're
cream
in the
delivered.
Trenches. You're down in the ditches with Rob Zombie's mother birthing a baby.
I don't trust that. But okay, let's see what they say and we'll disagree.
Well, you'll know what number one is. Number one and two.
Just chocolate, vanilla?
Vanilla and chocolate. Number one is vanilla. Number two is chocolate. Although, the gap between them.
Which, what's one?
The gap between these ice cream lies. 20, almost 21% of all ice cream orders on Instagram are vanilla.
Huh.
8% are chocolate. And then the number gets smaller after that.
Yeah, then after that, this is when it starts to be like, you don't
really
like mint chocolate chips.
Straight up missionary ice cream in this country.
Right?
We like a vanilla. I like a vanilla.
If I'm doing that, I'm getting a Neapolitan ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just buying a vanilla carton or a chocolate carton. Oh, although the Blue Bunny, like their soft ones, those are really good. They're just the easy, regular chocolate vanilla flavors.
Serve, yeah.
That actually tastes like soft serve. But
you know what else we did at the Mets game? We got ice cream in a helmet.
That's the move.
They have ice cream in a helmet there.
Do they have, is it still, though, just their helmets?
It's just the Syracuse Mets helmets. But there's a small and a big.
Oh,
there's
what's
a big,
big
sundae? I didn't even see the big
sundae. Oh, is
sundae.
It like the actual?
Yeah, like there you can get that size sundae. I don't know what's even in that.
Oh, my God. That'd be so funny to just go get. I'd have diarrhea for a month.
Same. Number three, my favorite, cookie dough ice cream.
Okay.
I love cookie dough ice cream. And also, sidebar question for those of you that bake, as I saw one of my Instagram followers, I guess I follow her. Nobody told me we're putting brownie bites in chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Nobody told me we're doing that now.
Gilligan's does. That was one of their, when they brought us a ton of, here you go, have funds.
Uh-huh.
That's a couple of them.
Because she was making chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
On her Instagram. But she made brownies first, took the brownie bits, threw them in the cookie batter.
I forget what it's called. It's
and
like,
then made those.
It's like brownie cookie overload or something.
Cousin Jay's
right.
Yeah,
they make them.
Let's Dough Buffalo is the best ice cream.
It's a good one.
Because I think that has the brownie. Does that have the brownie bites in it, Cousin Jay?
And the cookie dough.
Number four, cookies and cream. Both of them I love. Okay. I do a combo of three and four when I do my flurries. I do a cookie dough.
Oh, you do?
And then a cookies and cream. Yeah.
I'm okay with them. Yeah. I'm okay with cookies and cream. I don't ever like seek it out. You know?
Spaz says, I never had a brookie. Spaz, I think you're thinking of the cookies that come on the brownie shape. This is the opposite.
I remember the what was it? The, was it just a brookie? What was that drink? That was a Destiny. And the upstairs, they had one of those places that would make you things like that. And one of them was like a shake that had all that stuff in it.
I'm vaguely remembering that.
And I can't remember what it was called now, but I think it was called like the Shookie, the Brookie.
Oh,
either way.
I like that. Number five, chocolate fudge brownie.
Really? That's an interesting. This list is okay. I really thought you were going to slap me around with a mint chocolate chip.
This goes back. Well, that's coming up. Don't get ahead of yourself.
No, but that's okay.
But
now,
also, pistachio doesn't make the list anywhere.
That's
so don't
okay.
tell me.
Yeah.
A week ago, that pistachio was one of America's favorite ice cream. When we ain't buying it, you're lying to us.
You're lying.
You're trying to propagandize us.
A little propaganda ice cream.
Number six, peanut butter.
Okay.
Now, is peanut butter ice cream different? Is like a chocolate with a peanut butter swirl in it?
It depends, because I like, we've talked about it, that one where it's the
straight peanut butter ice cream?
Well, it's the chocolate ice cream.
Yeah.
With those big effing, like, you get that weird peanut butter swoop that you scoop out of there, and you're like, I just ruined the rest of this carton because I took the whole peanut butter swoop out of there.
I do like that.
That. When you're in the mood for that,
I do like that.
Damn.
Or going back to the brownie conversation as we jump around our sweet treats.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had them again. Sometimes they come across at a bakery. But in college, they used to make peanut butter brownies, dude.
Oh, yeah.
On the tray when you'd want your dessert after a meal.
I do remember
those. They
had
regular brownies and the peanut butter brownies, and those are the best.
Man.
Ever.
Freshman 15 was real because they give you food.
Unlimited. And
that was great.
Those peanut butter brownies, dude, I love them. All right, number seven, mint chocolate chip.
Old people got to order ice cream, too.
Tam Tam loves a mint chocolate chip. She always does.
It's so unnecessary. I don't hate it. It's just unnecessary.
Number eight, coffee ice cream.
No.
I don't need that.
I know people love it because if you go to like a Gannon's, they have like eight varieties of their own homemade Java, espresso, or coffee. There's a ton of them.
Okay.
Because people do really like them. It's just, I'm with you. Nah.
Number nine, strawberry.
Oh, just plain strawberry. The one strawberry is good if you get the one
with the strawberry
with the chunks
in it?
Of real strawberries.
That's what I like too. Not a jam, but a chunk.
A jam too. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. But sometimes they get you and you'll get one strawberry chunk throughout the whole damn thing.
That's a ripoff. That's a ripoff.
Like, I want to die.
Mm-hmm. And then number 10, I ask your opinion on this. As you and I debate this flavor often, I do not like it. You do like it. Cherry ice cream. Cherry ice cream coming in at number 10.
No, I don't care for it.
Cherry things, right?
It depends.
I don't like cherry things.
Fake cherry flavor sucks.
Okay, we're on the same page there.
Like the fake one, I don't like it.
Cherry Kool-Aid's gross.
But like a chocolate.
Cherry Garcia, do you like?
That's okay. People do like that one. But yeah, I'm not really a cherry chocolate chunk
I like
fan.
A black cherry ice cream, good one. Or a black raspberry. A black raspberry soft serve.
That's one of the...
Shut up.
It's one of the best Burned Dairy...
Shut up.
Cookie Witches.
Yeah.
The shortbread with the black raspberry in the middle.
Black ras.
Or the brownie with the black ras. The black ras. Black ras, black ras.
Is black raspberry black ice cream giving us diarrheas? Diarrheas? Is there raspberries? Because everything does now?
Everything does.
All right. What's your favorite ice cream? 315-364-109. Selfishly, one of my favorite friends of the show here is Steve from Real Life Botanicals. Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Good. How you
so
doing?
So we saw one of Steve's reps, a couple of your reps on Saturday over at Hidden Gardens.
Only
a few things we can talk about on the radio side, so you're going to want to jump in Twitch and YouTube because I'm going to review a few of the products. But let's talk about Real Life Botanicals and your growing process. What sets you guys apart?
We do grow our own products. Mm-hmm. We do all the manufacturing now, all the extractions, trying to keep it PG so we don't get in trouble. And also doing all the distribution. So we have our own distribution line and everything else. And we started partnering with some other great brands so we can offer a lot of, a very diverse bunch of products.
Yeah, he's got three brands now. It's Real Life. It's the Cheech and Chong brand is who you've partnered with. And then the Mac Farms.
Yep. And actually cushion pouches that are like the Zins pouches.
The pouches.
And Pure Bud Topical, which is an amazing, amazing topical.
Okay. So what I got to do is I'm going to jump over to where we can talk about all these products because I am going to be speaking from experiences. I've used three of them since Saturday and I'm a big fan. Cody's got plans for one tonight. So,
and I've used so many of these other ones.
When you are in your local dispensary, make sure you ask for it by name, Real Life Botanicals, Cheech and Chong, or Mac Farms, or the pouches.
Yep, cushion pouches.
Cushion pouches. Get them in the dispensary because we're going to tell you all about them in chat right now. Jump in YouTube and twitch.tv/theshow or head to theshow.fm for all the links. I hear that was a great show last night. 311.
That's wicked cool.
30 heads were out there as well.
Very good show.
Did they bring the kangaroo on stage?
That's so funny.
So the story is so funny. And I tried to get my brother to call in this morning, but he obviously was at work late last night, so he's probably still asleep, hopefully. I get a text last week. My brother, Joe, works over production at the amphitheater.
Mm.
And I get a text from him last week. 311 wants a kangaroo. I go, what's that? And he goes, do you have any contacts over at the Wild? I know you did the otter thing. And I go, I don't really know anybody over there.
Did they know this area? And I know that they're like, is this zoo?
That's what I can't figure out.
Or whatever.
When he asked
me that. One guy, Rome or whatever, wasn't he on the bill and they played here all the time?
Maybe.
But
so my guess is that it could have been just like a silly joke they put on their rider, but they didn't know who they were messing with.
Yeah, this is
an
area.
You come to Syracuse.
We got
kangaroos.
We got roos, bro. We got plenty of roos. We got marsupials up the butt.
I told you guys last week on Whiskey Wednesday, I was like, I don't know how this is going to play out. I will tell you after the show the request that they made.
And it worked out, apparently.
They publicly posted photos, at least. One of the bands did.
Yeah, I saw that
Ocean
one picture
Alley posted that you put picture with it. They came through. They got the kangaroo backstage. I don't know. They just wanted to pet a kangaroo.
Right. Just say, hey.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Cousin Jay. Joe called me. Jay, I'm not high, but I need to get a kangaroo. He did. He was reaching out.
Yeah.
I go, yeah, man, I guess you got to.
Because, yeah, that's definitely, he's going to have to start with that. Hey, I'm not high.
Yeah, right. Hey, listen, I know what you're going to think.
I'm being dead serious.
I'm being honest right now.
I'm so brutish.
I need to find a kangaroo.
But ain't a kangaroo.
And it's not weird that he'd call Cousin Jay, because Cousin Jay'd have access to a petting zoo guy. I just feel like he would know a petting zoo guy.
Yep.
But for some reason, the band wanted to meet a baby kangaroo. I got myself laughing because I was...
Because it's a weird thing.
Because I said the line, they're asking Joey to find a Joey. I was killing myself.
I'll come back in the morning.
They want Joey to find a Joey.
We'll see you guys later.
So I'm shout out to Wild Animal Park. They made it happen, I guess. Somebody made it happen. I didn't know why they needed a kangaroo backstage.
Yeah.
My guess is that either they knew the area, like you're saying.
Or
they're
just,
like, hey, bring one of those kangaroos down from the Wild.
Or they just always silly goose it.
And they didn't know who they were messing with in Central New York, that we will provide a kangaroo.
Yeah, we got.
Don't run your mouth thinking that we can't do this.
We got an ass ton of animals.
We do. We got lots
want
of
tiger?
Animals.
Want tiger?
We get you a tiger. Want a tiger?
Tiger like tiger. This.
And we got Joe Stanley in the studio. Stanley Law, the Maximum Award people. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys.
So let's talk about a guy who was being tried not for murder, but that he hired somebody to kill somebody. So tell me that story.
Yeah, he got tried for a murder for hire scheme, and the jury found that he was not guilty of that. Okay, so after this, instead of taking his leaving town, he decided to bring a wrongful conviction lawsuit against the government for saying he should never have been tried for this crime.
Okay.
Unfortunately, during the course of this, they discovered that, well, you probably didn't hire somebody. You probably did it.
Oh!
Busted.
So during the course of that, and so when the court gets to the wrongful conviction part, they say, well, the law is pretty clear. You have to have factual innocence. Just because there's a procedural anomaly called double jeopardy, you can't be tried again, you're still not getting any money.
So it's just get out of here. Like,
yeah.
But you said double jeopardy. It kind of isn't the same crime, though, is it? One's a murder for hire, one is you more the murderer?
But it's still he was charged for murdering that same person by hiring somebody to do it.
Yeah.
So whether double jeopardy attaches is always an interesting factual question, in that you said the Ashley Judge movie.
Yeah.
Whether that would ever attach in that scenario is an interesting question, because we were talking about that. So in this one, it did.
Yeah. All right, so you can't. So now is he done? Like, bro, get out of here!
Right? I don't know where they end up.
You probably just can.
Okay, I dropped the case. Bye.
Yeah, that's what I always say when Joe is in here. Is everybody wants to sue everybody until discovery gets involved.
Yeah, and then all
the dirty laundry's coming out.
Right, and then people get very nervous. But and that's one of the first things we always tell them. Remember, this is everything that you know about anything is going to come out.
Yeah.
Yep.
The way it is.
All right, what's our other story, Joe?
This is one, I think they could make a movie out of this one, too. This guy in San Francisco would go regularly to the UCLA library for the rare books section and take out manuscripts and books on Chinese dynasties, going way back for about 3 years. And eventually, he would bring them back. Unfortunately, what he was bringing back were copies, duplicates.
Wow!
He'd gotten away with 3 years of collecting them. But he only got 1 year in jail and 3 years probation, so I'm guessing he didn't sell or do anything. I could just picture the nerdy professor trying to get him, had him in his little room.
He wanted them in his library, his
bookshelf.
Yeah. Yep. I'm more shocked that the library is just loaning out these collectible books.
Yeah, well, you have to sign, and they have to know who you are, and they, you know, he must have done a pretty good job of making duplicates. So
took him 3 years to figure it out. Yeah. And then maybe
or nobody else ever took them out.
Yeah, like who's taking out the you know, the like you said, dynasty books from whatever.
Yep.
All right, Joe knows. This is what you do. Stanley Law, the maximum award people. Let Joe Stanley and his crew handle all this stuff. Good to see you, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
We haven't golfed in a minute, so let's hit the links.
Maybe.
Fire up the car.
Golf.
And go out golfing. We will be... Why can't I say words anymore? Is my brain deteriorating?
We don't need no stinking words where we're going, big fella.
This is what happens. This is how it starts.
I forget words on the regular.
Like my tongue is always in the way. I never say the right words anymore.
Mine's just my CTE forgets them.
Oh, okay, cool. Anyways, we're going to play video games. Gaming powered by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan, locations all over Central New York. Those lots are full.
Does he sell cheeseburgs over there?
I don't think he's doing his cheeseburg cart. No, I think he's doing mostly cars and mechanic stuff.
Okay.
We're going to golf. We haven't golfed in a while. What?
Can you imagine that's your like your, hey, you want to close the deal, Mr. Phelps? See a McDonald's down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing a large number 3?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. We were always telling LaGuilly
car.
LaGuilly throwing a brisket with the deal.
Yo, he would honestly become, if he had like a food truck, he would be the most popular contractor. If, hey, for a little extra, if you want, we can provide you,
brisket,
your family, your friends, your neighbors, a little bit of a lunch.
We're on them with that. So, all right, we'll play some golf. Radio World, you get the 90s at 9. Oh. We'll kick things off with a little Goldfinger.
Oh.
It's K-Rock.